Chapter 25. The Second War of Independence, 1812 to 1815. 260. Plan of Campaign, 1812. The American plan of campaign was that General Hull should invade Canada from Detroit. He could then march eastward, north of Lake Erie, and meet another army which was to cross the Niagara River. These two armies were to take up the eastward march and join a third army from New York. The three armies would then capture Montreal and Quebec, and generally all of Canada. It was a splendid plan, but there were three things in the way of carrying it out. 1. There was no trained American army. 2. There were no supplies for any army when gathered and trained. And 3. There was a small, well-trained, and well-supplied army in Canada. 261. Hull's Surrender of Detroit, 1812. In those days, Detroit was separated from the settled parts of Ohio by 200 miles of wilderness. To get his men and supplies to Detroit, Hull had to first of all to cut a road through the forest. The British learned of the actual declaration of war before Hull knew of it. They dashed down on his scattered detachments and seized his provisions. Hull sent out expedition after expedition to gather supplies and bring in the scattered settlers. Tecumseh and the other Indian allies of the British captured one expedition after another. The British advanced on Detroit, and Hull surrendered. By this disaster, the British got control of the Upper Lakes. They even invaded Ohio.